Hey everyone, I hope you're having a wonderful 2019. I hope things are off to a great start for you and your church, and that your January sermon series are doing so well. We have a lot going on in the world of Sunday U and that church conference and everything else that we are involved in. Very excited for the things we are putting together this year, and I hope, I pray that they're very helpful for you and your ministry. It is such a pleasure and an honor to get to do what I do, which is serve those who are serving the church. My name is Justin Dean, and welcome to 2019 and the Sunday to Sunday podcast. Part of our mission for this year is to provide you with more free resources. You may have seen the big announcement that we have released a ton of free resources at SundayU.com. You can create a free account and get access to hundreds of training videos, expert interviews, as well as hundreds of downloadable practical resources. I highly encourage you to go create a free account at SundayU.com. And when we say free, we mean free. There's no credit card required. Just your name and email gets you an account and access to hundreds of high quality practical resources and online training. So go check that out and take advantage of that at SundayU.com. Another thing we're kicking back into high gear is this podcast. This has been a great way to provide you with access to experts, church practitioners, and marketers. We plan on bringing you more practical tips, shorter episodes like this, in addition to longer interviews and info that you can just consume on the go and apply right away. So thank you for subscribing, and we welcome your feedback and your questions. You can sign up for our Facebook group. Just search Facebook for Sunday to Sunday and sign up for the group there, and you can ask questions, collaborate with others. We would love to engage with you there. One thing I am seeing this year as I scroll through your church pages and social accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and what I want to talk to you about today is, unfortunately, the trend that churches, now this is in general, a lot of you are doing great. I know you are trying your best. I know that these things are overwhelming. There's a lot to promote and a lot to get out there. And you're understaffed, you're under-resourced, and you're not paid enough for what you do. I get it. But honestly, look, that's no excuse. We can still do better. And what I'm seeing is that we are sharing more about our church than we are about Jesus. We are more concerned about getting people into seats on Sunday and getting people into our events than we are about engaging them with actual discussions and conversations about Jesus. You know it's true. Scroll through your feed and just take a look at what you've posted. That's probably a good thing to do every week anyway. Go back, look at everything you've posted in hindsight, and you'll get a very good idea for what is your actual priorities. Often that's not going to align with what your intentions have been, because things get overwhelming. We are just trying to keep up with all the requests. Again, I get it. No judgments here, but that's not going to keep me from encouraging you to do better. Your social media is just such a huge opportunity to engage with people and build real relationships. We can't just move past that. We need to have conflicting conversations when needed, to challenge people to be better, to bring them closer to Jesus. The answer isn't always come to church and all of your problems will cease to exist. Come to church and you'll hear a great message and it'll solve all your issues. Come to church and you'll grow as a disciple. That's just simply not the case. That's lazy, honestly. Real discipleship, growth, relationships, that can all be done throughout the week where people are. We do not need them to come to our church to engage with them. Coming to church is great. We want people to come to church. We want our churches to grow. Sunday mornings are a fantastic opportunity to grow people, to teach people things, to engage in fellowship and relationships and be involved in the sacraments and things like that, not knocking Sunday morning at all. It is still the most valuable evangelical tool that we have, but that does not give us an excuse to dismiss the opportunity from Sunday to Sunday to engage with people where they are. We need to go to them. Jesus said, go. He did not say, invite everyone to church and wait for them to come to you. So what does this look like practically? For starters, you can look at posting questions on social media that will get people to engage in actual conversations. People love to talk about themselves, to just give them that opportunity and then engage them in the comments. It's as simple as that. Don't be afraid to get real, to get controversial, or simply just ask people, how is your day going? What is your favorite ice cream flavor? Whatever you have to do to get them to start talking and engaging with you. The more you get people to interact with your church online, the more they will see your content, the more they will feel known and a part of something, and the more comfortable they will be with coming to your church on their own, or when someone invites them, or when they finally see that post about your next sermon series or event at your church. But you need to build up that relational equity with them first. You have to earn that right to promote to them. That is my challenge to you this week. I hope you will take a look at your posts and determine whether some of this will work for you or whether things need to change. I know it's hard and you don't always have the authority to do these things, to do things differently, but I would encourage you to push back on this. Ask for a week to test something out and come back with the data to prove whether it worked or maybe it didn't work, but at least you'll know. You have to fight for that chance because the opportunity on social media is way too important to dismiss or to just use it for promotion. If you need ideas on what to post, like what questions to ask, things like that, we've actually put together a resource that has over 365 different ideas and things that you can literally just copy and paste and put into your post, something for every day of the year. We posted it as a blog post on sundaymag.tv, so you can go and grab it there. I think we gave away 50 of them, and then you can get the rest as part of our church communications plan book resource. And we have that available at sundayu.com, where you can purchase that complete plan and plan out your entire year. And part of that is these social media posts. But if you want to just get started, you can go to sundaymag.tv, find that article, grab those 50 posts that'll get you started, that'll get you through a good portion of the year, honestly. So start there if you need some ideas. Listen, I hope this is helpful for you. I love you. What you do matters. Don't take what you do lightly. Don't shove social media off as something that you just have to do. The opportunity is far too great not to have a solid strategy for this stuff. Go in peace. Be awesome. I will see you next time.